Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
The Communication Workers of America announced its endorsement of Al Gross, a first-time candidate for U.S. Senate. The union says Gross has long fought for a better economic climate in Alaska with hopes of raising the minimum wage, strengthening and securing pension plans for Alaskans, adamantly fighting against climate change, and implementing critical campaign finance reforms. Gross is running against first-term Senator Dan Sullivan. In South Central Alaska, recent warm days and temperatures on the forecast will dry the surface fuels in deeper layers of forested lands, leaving them very susceptible to fire starts. State wildland fire officials would like to remind the public to be extremely cautious with any activity that could ignite a wildfire. Despite a burn permit suspension that went into effect for much of the state on Friday, May 1st, wildland firefighters from the Alaska Division of Forestry have responded to several fires as a result of illegal fire burning activities, such as burn barrels and debris burning, both of which require a permit and are currently suspended. Howie Kent with the Division of Forestry says the Kenai Peninsula still has a lot of dry fire fuels, which have become more flammable due to recent warmer temperatures. He said, quote, "We're expecting a little bit of breezy conditions along the coastal areas like Kenai, Soldotna, Homer, that kind of area. For the rest of the week, we are expected to get warmer and drier, which will lead to higher temperatures and lower relative humidity, which equal the possibility for more fires." The Division of Forestry reminds Alaska residents that this is an extremely volatile time for wildfires when dead, dry grass is exposed, and all it takes is one spark to ignite that grass, and fire will spread extremely quickly. Howie Kent said, quote, "As people get out and they want to do some camping and they want to have a campfire, remember to keep your campfire small in case the winds pick up unexpectedly and try to keep your fire under control." Representative Gary Canop, Senator Peter Michicki, and Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce will all serve on Governor Mike Dunleavy's 911 and Dispatch Consolidation Working Group. The working group was recently created through Administrative Order 317, which calls for first responders, rural and urban community leaders, telecommunications experts, lawmakers, and other Alaskans to make recommendations to the governor on how to improve 911 access and safely move forward with consolidation of Alaska State Troopers dispatch. One of the major flaws in the current system is that emergency responders are unable to track the location of calls from cell phones in much of the state, both in rural communities and in many popular recreation areas near urban hubs. Location tracking technology for emergency calls already exists in most other states. However, this technology is cost prohibitive for many Alaska's rural carriers, and exemptions to the new system need to be made so that no community loses telecommunication services. Representative Canop was appointed by House Speaker Bryce Edgman and said, quote, "The goal here is simple. Make sure all Alaskans all over the state can pick up the phone and call for help in case of emergency. This is a life and death issue, and we owe it to the people we represent to make sure we get 911 and dispatch reform right. I look forward to a productive working group process." Both Canop and Michicki are non-voting members. There are 9 voting members, and recommendations will be sent to the governor by September 1st. Alaska Airlines projects a slow recovery from the rapid decline in air travel due to the coronavirus pandemic, and it's preparing to shed as many as 3,000 jobs from its 23,000-strong workforce. That's KSRM News covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Jason Lee.